Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Son of Man. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Revelation 14:14. This is the last of some 87 New Testament references, 84 in the Gospels, 1 in Acts, none in the Epistles, 2 in Revelation, to Christ as the Son of Man. Here we see the Son of Man coming on a white cloud from heaven, just as he had ascended into heaven after his resurrection, as the conquering King of all the earth. What a contrast this is to the first New Testament reference to the Son of Man. The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. From humility and poverty on earth, to power and riches in heaven, and for all eternity, this was his journey when Christ left his heavenly glory to join the human family. In between the poverty and the power lay the whole human experience, for he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Finally, as Son of Man, he must die for man's sin, for the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Even in heaven, he is still the Son of Man, for Stephen saw him thus, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." There is indeed a great man in the glory. Christ called himself the Son of Man much more often than the Son of God, though he will eternally be both the God-man. He delights to identify with those whom he has redeemed, for he is not ashamed to call them brethren. "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" asked Jesus. "Then we say with Peter, you are the Son of the living God."
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.